from the Department for Youth for our digital reach was so that on Friday when we meet we are able to then finalize the BRRR and adopt it hopefully so that it can be sent off to the relevant bigger bodies. Okay, you can start.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. I'm going to speak to Program 4, Mineral Policy and Promotion. We'll cover successes, challenges, and corrective measures we have taken. This presentation should be read in conjunction with pages 71 to 77 of the DMR Annual Report. Our purpose and objective is effectively to formulate mineral mining and mineral policies and to promote investment in the sector. Next slide. In terms of we've grouped all our successes in respect of all the four pillars of the balanced scorecard. The MPRDA, as well as the Mine Health and Safety Amendments, are progressing very, very well. We are over 95% complete with the amendments. We have held successful consultations with the communities in all the provinces in respect of both the MPRDA and Mine Health and Safety. The last year we had committed to conclude 5 beneficiation implementation plans for each value chain. In that financial year we concluded 2, one for iron and steel as well as the other for energy commodities, and these were approved by cabinet. We also implemented economic partnerships. We continue to implement economic partnership through our participation in, amongst others, the Kimberley Process Certification Scheme, as well as the African Diamond Producers Association, ADPA. We continue to publish mining promotional activities in the form of publications. We implemented technical partnerships with two of our SOEs, CGS and MinTech, as well as ESCOM. And on the environmental side, we completed a sustainable development in mining document, as well as mine environmental management guidelines document. The work of the branch in the period reported was not without challenges. With the challenges in respect of rehabilitation of derelict and ownerless mine sites. The retention and attraction of professional, I think, was spoken at length this morning. The challenges of MPP are not unique. Our current vacancy level is sitting at just under 8%, at 7.9%. We identified gaps in legislation at the time, and this is what we are addressing through the amendments. And obviously, out of the 5 value chains we had committed, we only completed 2. Next slide. So what have we done to correct those areas where we had challenges? We recognize that we operate in a difficult global economic and financial environment, and that necessitated that we streamline our promotional activities in order to enhance the efficacy of our promotion for investment in the sector. The challenges that we experienced in respect of rehabilitation and of derelict and ownerless mines, we have addressed those. And are committing to concluding 2 sites this year. We have corrected those areas that were problematic. The contingent liability report has been drafted and is the subject of work. On the beneficiation implementation plans, we had presented before you, honourable members. We have consolidated the beneficiation implementation plans into one framework, and we will be completing that this year, this calendar year. And the in terms of the gaps that were identified in legislation, the amendments are going through. Next slide. I thank you.
Frames allocated to taking care of these mines, and excluding the fact that privately there are mine owners already taking care of their own mine through rehabilitation of their sites after working on those sites. The amount, the number that's been taken care of in the year doesn't sound stressful. And is the responsibility no longer DMR, is it now minted or what is the arrangement? Thank you.
Quarter 2, 18.2. And we can already see from these figures that there is stability in terms of investment in the mining sector, which is the best indicator of confidence in the mining industry in as far as the way that we use an index for measuring confidence, because whatever people say, the money that they put in is an indication of their confidence. And those figures for us are a sign of confidence.
Stability is great is better.
If I can remember the other question. I think the other question is
addressed. Oh, the madam. When the SDG indicated that the rehabilitation, the current rehabilitation program, has prioritized derelict and ownerless mines, and particularly asbestos. And in the asbestos mining, it's not an area where we are experiencing this problem of zamazamas. And so, the product is useless, so except that the environmental impacts are significant, and that's why we have prioritized the asbestos for rehabilitation. So currently there's no linkage between the Zamazamas and our current rehabilitation program.
So we continue there. What we notice, for instance, we did a lot of work in the Korean area, whereby we've got communities, especially informal settlements, who are left to very dangerous homes. And we closed those homes. But we realized that for this program to be successful, you have to involve the community. They must own those homes, because you must inform them that these are dangerous homes, you know, kids can fall in it. So they must own them. And when we have successfully involved the community, they haven't gone back and destroyed people, especially when they don't probably own them and gap the community. If you can see them coming there, they're not allowed them. But the main thing is to involve the community from the onset so that they own, they must see this as their community. The other one, the honorable members of the guest, the legislation, especially the environment.
In terms of the mining charter was developed in terms of Section 100 of the MPRDA. And so as part of the amendments, we're going to provide even further clarity so that mining charter is not removed from the actual provisions of the law. And the idea is that it then becomes part of the law and not a separate document. So it's going to be integrated into the MPRDA to ensure that there isn't any ambiguity of interpretation as to whether the mining charter is a standalone document or is it part of the MPRDA. We knew that it's part of the MPRDA, but it seems to be understood differently by those who are supposed to be compliant to it. And so part of the amendment is really to provide clarity on the law, to remove those ambiguities, and to make sure that the law is properly understood.
Are you then going to take care of the issue of the tool that you use in that? Because that tool does interest some gray areas in the way it's being implemented. The scorecard, yeah. The scorecard, there's a lot of grey areas where you find that when you tell it or try and check with the industry, there's some ways of escaping certain issues, and they all interpret it differently. Each of the companies has their own way of presenting it, they have their own way of interpreting it, they have their own way of even measuring themselves in terms of performance, which doesn't really address the situation that we want to prove in terms of the SLPs and transformation processes that need to take place within them. That's what kind of for a lot to be desired, I must say. I hope that has been taken note of. I don't know.
discussions because we are still, you know, discussing the issues with the minister. We haven't yet finalized the discussion. Not like we are finalized, but we're still in discussion with the minister. Why the minister is comfortable with this issue, and she still receives the way through, and then came to the next comment.
Honorable Senator, okay, I think to just to round up that we need to take note of the documents here that I already mentioned that the department has left on the principal act, because we're going to have to conclude that on Friday. And then, obviously, issues we need to also take into consideration in terms of the Auditor General's report, verbally the briefing that has just been given by the department. We like to especially highlight the issue with the regulator, the licensing issues that we raised. And one of the issues that we didn't really discuss with DMR is the fact that there is a recommendation that we need to start seeing your internal auditor, the internal audit committee as well. We'll have to develop a system which we are taking that recommendation that per quarter they need to come and present to us as well, so that there can be preventative measures that are taken in terms of some of the problems that are being encountered, especially with the areas of regression. Do you want to add something, Honorable Lorimer?
Just that we might want to consider that it's not necessarily an appearance every single quarter, but at least a written report.
A written report that's presented to us. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And then the other issue is, I don't know how the other members feel, but when it comes to this issue of royalties, it does give a feeling that DMR is now escaping a particular corner to say somebody else's problem. I don't see how the issue of the Royalties Act can be the baby of Treasury alone. And yet the beneficiation that's involved there involves issues of minerals that is being handed over to communities, and you have no regulation processes over it whatsoever. At times, some of these things are not just about giving the money. But I think we also then further need to understand the act ourselves, but something doesn't tell you to say that I don't think it's a baby that you can just give away without having some sense of responsibility or some form of coordinated work between yourselves and National Treasury to take care of the issue of royalty. And then the issue of the vacancies, the challenge on our side, I think it's quite obvious that maybe difficulties in money. We've been going through that now almost every year, I think. And for the inspectorate, especially my health and safety, to be able to keep up with processes there, we could be experiencing difficulties. You've acknowledged the issue of the 30% when it comes to paying your overtime. That something needs to change there, the way you give out your bonuses as well. We've also noted that. My health and safety, we mentioned that mostly out of everything that you do, please don't forget the women. Some of us have a passion for more women going into mining, even if it's underground, but they just mustn't call me. Then there was also another issue with the Auditor General in terms of your predetermined objectives. DMR does appear that you do formulate your targets, but normally your targets are not in line with your mandate. And there's a lack of control departmentally when it comes to you honoring those targets that you've put for yourself. So it looks like the jump might be too high at times. Please don't tell me, ma'am. Which one? Sorry for this. I'm just going to tell you. I don't have a phone like this. So, I know I've got a lot of phones, sorry, but you never know what. The issue of the there was an issue with the Auditor General's results where they were actually complaining that it's one of the red areas for you, that you set yourself targets, but when you have to meet those targets, it's either you don't keep up to the, I think we've just made an example now with the Unilet and the Lead Mine. I mean, from 2009, plus minus 2009, you come and say it's 12 a year. It
are you really projecting correctly for yourself? So there is an issue that you try and put this time. That is why I kept on asking you in terms of your time frames and every activity or KPA that you put out for yourself. Do you actually really meet those targets? Do you yourself acknowledge in some of the reports here that you might not have met your targets? Some of them are overdone, obviously, but obviously there's a problem in that area. And then the issue of, the money charter we've just discussed. And then, anything else from the member side that I've left out? Honourable Lorimer?
Actually, a question that I wanted to ask earlier related to finances, and specifically with regard to bonuses. DG, perhaps you could, or somebody could give us an idea of who gets bonuses, who got bonuses during this year, and does anybody not get bonuses, and how is that judged? Could you just give us a flavour of how the system works?
Well, every year we have assessments of employees' performance assessments, and based on those assessments, then bonuses are determined whether they will be paid or not. But there is a threshold. For instance, with the 60, from 60% to 90%, obviously, not everybody gets 90%. But the majority are around 70-80%. Those are the people that got bonuses, but even then, it was the average. The average was 2% of the salary bill that made up the bonuses. So
just clarity: that 70-80% of staff got bonuses.
Well, no. The assessment, the rate in the score. Of the assessment. If you get 70%
or
80%,
okay.
Yeah.
So my question was, how many of staff did get bonuses?
Could you
repeat
that?
Yeah.
What did you say? We don't have the correct number. I'm not sure how many people, but...
Okay, could you arrange to get that sent to the committee?
Then I also think that then the other issue is the issue of licensing, which Mr. Rafaela promised that they look at it in the way the licenses are issued. Hopefully later on we'll be able to make a request where they actually come and give us in detail as to how the system works. On top of that, the different rights that people can get, where are you in terms of the different money that you get in each of the provinces, how many are receiving their mining rights, how many are receiving their prospecting rights, and so on. Those who are rejected, you get the details of those, why are they being rejected, and if any remedies also are incorporated into the system. In terms of those who are not really succeeding in getting their licensing issues corrected. I think a lot of the members have exhausted DMR and the annual report, and I'd like to give a very big thank you and congratulations to whoever it does. At least there's a light at the, one big light at the end of this tunnel, where we can see that the efforts put in are worth the while. Thank you very much. You are released if you feel free to leave.
I'm Mm-hmm.